ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम So, in the second chapter, Panchadashi is Mahabhota Viveka Prakaranam. In this section, we have come up to the 40th verse. Actually now, you should not forget where what exactly we are doing. Okay, well, we are meeting once in a week. The Panchabhuta Viveka, the analysis of elements, is actually to establish, to arrive at the Brahma, the Sad aspect of Brahma. The uniqueness of Vedanta is that only in Vedanta the existence, the abstract reality as an independent entity has been analyzed and arrived at. Without any doubt. I said many times, no other school of philosophy, no other school of thought, no system of philosophy really, no philosopher has ever made any effort to analyze the existence aspect. Never pay attention to the existence at all. Even the consciousness aspect, some people have analyzed. And they had arrived at the conclusion. They analyzed and left it half the way. Existence, nobody ever touched it. Only in Vedanta, reality as independent entity, reality in terms of the nature of existence, as independent entity has been analyzed and arrived at. So that's why when Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit, when it is said, pure Sat alone was. Means it's difficult for people to understand pure Sat because existence is always understood with a given form, enjoying a given name, serving a given purpose. You can never imagine existence without form and name and form. Very difficult. Why? Because existence as pure existence without Namarupa is not an object. Not available for any pramanam, not available for objectification. But still pure existence is the very reality. Existence is reality. Existence without any form and name, the abstract, imperceptible is the reality. Independent entity, which is one, all pervasive, the truth of everything. So it is not available for objectification. Without the form, you can't imagine. Therefore, people always never paid attention to this. In Vedanta, they pay attention to this existence aspect of Brahman. So when, therefore, and that pure existence alone was there before the forms, names and functions originated, what was only pure existence. The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, implied by the term Brahman, was actually nothing but pure existence, which alone was there. Which means all the forms, names and functions also were there, but they were unmanifest, undifferentiated. And there's a time the existence becomes manifest, the forms, names and functions also become manifest. So manifestation of existence is manifestation of forms, names and functions. When the existence remains as pure existence, we don't say unmanifest existence, okay? The pure existence, manifest existence. The existence remains as pure existence, there's no manifestation. Then we say all the forms, names and functions remain unmanifest, undifferentiated. When they remain undifferentiated, everything that the world of forms, names and functions is as good as non-existent. It's not non-existent, as good as non-existent. Again, in the manifestation of existence, all the forms, names and functions become manifest. Then the world also enjoys what status of being the existent. So only world loses its status of being existence or enjoys its of being existence. When does it lose its status of being existent? When does it enjoy status of being existent? Only when there's manifestation. Whenever there's no manifestation, we say there's a pure existence, Satyeva Asit. Sat alone was there before. From there, in that Sat, all the forms and names and functions remain unmanifest, undifferentiated. Then they become manifest. So nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. There's only manifestation of what is, and then what is becomes unmanifest again becomes manifest. Is something which is constantly happening. For this, the reality is the, which doesn't come and go. The reality which is always there is what? The substratum, the adhara, adhishtanam. And that adhishtanam, that is Brahma, Sat Brahma. Let us see here.
Tadasti mita gambhiram. Natejo natamastatam anakhyam anabhikhyatam anabhivyaktam satkinchidavasishyate.
Sat alone was, he establishes here, tada stivita gambhiram te na tejaha na tamas tatam anakhyam anabhivyaktam satkinchidavasishyate. So anabhivyaktam, imperceptible, inconceivable, inexplicable, unmanifest, imperceptible, pure existence alone was there before the universe became manifest. Nanu. And here the Purapakshi comes. And the Purapakshi, the opponent, is actually Nyaya Vaiseshika philosopher Nayayika. See, the Nyaya philosopher Vaiseshika, the twin philosophies, they're very close to each other. So we can say the Nyaya philosopher, Nyaya Vaiseshika philosopher. So he says,
Nanu bhum yadikam mabhut paramanvanta nashataha katham te viyato sattvam buddhim arohati arohatiti chet.
And here his problem is, for him all the elements were not there, he accept. But only four elements have been created, and the four elements now were not there before the creation. For him space was already there, and the four elements also were there in the form of what? Paramanus, paramanavaha. So paramanus become, the anu is atom, atoms become molecules, molecules form the elements. So only four elements have been created, but space was there already for him. So the problem is, oh, how can you say Sat alone was there? He is basically Vaidika. He accepts the Veda. He's not a Sunyava. He's not a Avaidika. He's not an atheist. He's not a Nastika. He's Astika Darshanam. No, Astika Darshanikaha. So he accepts the Veda, but still he is of the view that the world has been created newly, and the new elements have been created, before the four elements came into existence, there were in the form of atoms, all paramanus, the corresponding anus. Anus got together and then big molecule, anus form the molecules, and molecules become, from there the elements come. This is his view, which means for him, space is eternal. Space has not been created. This is, therefore he is asking the question, katham te viyataha sattvam buddhim arohati iti. This is his order. How do you say the viyat, no? Viyat also was not there. How can you say, who's asking? This is an objection raised by Nyaya Vaisashika philosopher. How can you say the sat was not, the space was not there before? Viyat means space. Anyway, the question is asked. So actually the two questions are understood from here. How can you talk about the destruction of this space? He's asking. You say, how can talk about it? Because it means space is eternal for him. Space is, according to Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, space is eternal. Space is not created, space is not destroyed. So for him, how can you say space was not there before? And how can you say only existence was there? Which means you are saying space also was not there before. And how can you talk about the destruction of the space when the space is eternal? Destruction of what? Space becoming unmanifest. This is the question here. Now, the atyantam nirjagad vyoma, atyantam nirjagad vyoma, yatha te buddhimashritam, tathaiva sannirakaram, kuto nashrayate matim, atyantam nirjagad vyoma, yatha te buddhimashritam, tathaiva sannirakasham, kuto nashrayate matim. Can you get some this copper coins, 2 penny coins, 100 coins, or 50 coins, to give everybody one?
Yeah.
Just.
I'll get some.
25 is okay.
I'll get some.
This is New Year, no? I want to get some. Atyantam nirjagad vyoma yatha te buddhimashritam tathaiva sannirakasham kuto nashrayate matim. Says atyantam nirjagad vyoma yatha te buddhimashritam. Now here he is asking, according to Nyaya philosopher, there was a space before the other four elements came into existence, and all the elements originated. What was there? Space was there. For him, space is eternal for him. He is asking now, atyantam nirjagad vyoma. Nirjagad vyoma is what now? Without any object here. Without any elements or the other elementals, any forms and functions, nirjagat, without this universe, the pure space, atyantam nirjagat. Now, without anything here, the pure space alone was there. Iti te buddhim ashritam. So here, Vedanti tells the Nayayika, hey, according to you, atyantam nirjagad vyoma yasit, yatha te buddhim ashritam. How you are, in fact, he is asking the question, who? Nayayika is asking the question, how can we say, this is an answer for the question, how is it possible for you to say that pure existence alone was there? the question assumed, the answer is for that, comes in the next verse. The question is understood, the answer is given in the next verse, the which verse you read, the 42nd verse. What is the question for the 42nd verse? Before we see the answer, just see the question. His question is, he's asking Vedantin, how is it possible for you to say pure existence was there? Exist, which means nama rupa karma rahitam shuddham satta. Shuddha satta asiditi katham vadati. How can you say the pure existence was there? I can always understand existence only with associated with the given form. In relation to some form, with some form or name, associated with some form or name, I can understand the existence. Existence of space, existence of time, existence of water, existence of earth, existence of people, existence of animal, existence of things. Existence I can always understand only with some form or the other. But how can I talk about the pure existence when nothing was there? Atyantam nirjagat. When nothing was there, pure existence alone was there. How can you say that? He's asking the question. Now, the answer is given here. Atyantam nirjagat vyoma yatha te buddhimashritam tathaiva sannirakasham kuto nashrayate matim. He's asking, now he is asking the question, Vedanti. Okay, you say, you are asking me how it is possible for me to say that pure existence was there before everything, when the entire, everything came to existence. He's asking, how is it possible for you, he's asking, Vedanti is asking, Nayayika, how is it possible for you to say that this pure space was there? In your expression, in your view, in your matam, what is it, what is it said? The pure space was there before. How can you talk about this pure space? Your buddhi can assume pure space before everything originated. Okay? Very difficult. See here, even our culture, please understand here this important point. In our culture, it's very difficult for the mind, gross mind, to comprehend something formless, abstract and subtle. Isn't it? Very difficult. Therefore, that's why Bhagavan is for us essentially what? Abstract, inexplicable, inconceivable, imperceptible, formless truth. That is why initially we have symbols for Bhagavan. See, Eka Rupam, Aneka Rupam, or if you say what now? Bahu Rupam, there again, Sakara Murti, isn't it? A form, Sakaram. First we worship the Lord as the one with the form. The formless reality is invoked as Bhagavan with the form, in a given form. So Sakara Aradhanam. We worship the Lord in a given form. And from there, we move on to what? Before we move on to Nirakara. So Sakara, Nirakara, or Ubhayakaram. Ubhayakaram, it is a form, at the same time formless also. Something like Shivalingam, Pratika. Pratima to Pratika we go first. No, Pratima with all limbs, not the one hand, four hands, eight hands like that. With the big forms we worship. What? Arupam is symbolized by Rupam. It evokes in the Rupam, which is Sakara. Sakara Upasanam, Sakara Dhyanam. From there, we are asked to move on to, before we go to Nirakara, we go to what? Ubhayakara. Ubhayakara means what now? There are forms which cannot be said to be formless, which can be said to be a proper form also, because limbless, like Shivalingam, Salagrama, etc., we have. This is Ubhayakara. It can be here or it can be there also. Some form, it was Akara. No limbs, it was Nirakara. But it's Ubhayakara, it's called Ubhayakara. And from Ubhayakara, we are taken to Nirakara. So Sakara to Ubhayakara to Nirakara. And Nirakara means no form. That is why in Upanishads also, what happens, there's something called Akasha Upasanam is prescribed. Why? Akasha Upasanam is prescribed because Akasha is the one which is what? Formless. Because one partless, indivisible, holy space. If you are able to visualize the Akasha, it's a big deal. Very difficult to see the Akasha. Therefore, Akasha Upasanam is prescribed. Why? To make us little subtle. And from this Akasha Upasanam, we have to go further to absolutely formless, abstract reality. To make the mind capable of comprehending the abstract, formless truth, even from the formless Akasha Upasanam is prescribed in the Upanishads. Akasha itself is what? Formless. So we have to say, Akasha is very subtle, subtlest of the elements. And here we say, Akasha, but Akasha is also what for us? Mithya. Akasha is also karyam, karyatvata mithya. It's also product. Because Akasha also is not eternal. According to Vedanta, Akasha is not eternal. Akasha is also, space is also relative. Time is relative. Nothing absolute here. Therefore, in Chidambaram, when we worship Lord Shiva, we worship the Lord Bhagavan in the form of space. It means you worship Bhagavan as what? Jala, Prithvi, all the elements. You worship Bhagavan with all the forms. From there, you're asked to see the very space, incomprehensibly vast space itself as Bhagavan. This itself is an amazing leap. Isn't it? From a colorful form to colorless. Akashaha has no colors. Akasha has no form also. So therefore, Akasha is not perceptible through eyes. Even though we see, there's an assumption. We cannot see the Akasha. Why? Because eyes can see only things which reflect color, and that which reflects colors, the light is the colors and forms, isn't it? And Akasha does not have color, Akasha does not have form also. Therefore, it's formless, colorless. Therefore, Akasha can be perceived by the eyes. And Akasha itself is subtle. Therefore, what is said here? That's why before we assume, understand the Atma, we are asked to look at the space as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not space. Everything is Bhagavan. Therefore, space also is Bhagavan. So you are able to, Bhagavan is the form of formless space. Formless space. Earth to space. Chidambara. Ekambaranatha. Chidambaranatha. So Chidambara means Bhagavan is in the form of this ambaram, this space. That doesn't mean Bhagavan is the space. Space is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not space. Bhagavan is what? That subtler than space. Bhagavan is essentially that which is subtler than the space. So it is stepping. It is easy for us to go to the subtlest, subtler to the subtlest, isn't it? Difficult to go from the grossest to the subtlest, but easy to go from subtler to the subtlest. Therefore, in our culture, first we are asked to even see the Lord in the form of incomprehensibly divisionless, partless, colorless, formless, spaceless Bhagavan. This is a concept. Anyway, but here, so he says, why space, if a person is able to see the space, and he is really subtle-minded person. So here we say, Atyantam Nirjagad Vyoma. Oh, hey, Nayahika, if your intellect is what? Yatha Ashitam. If your intellect is capable of seeing the space, the imperceptible, colorless, formless space, your buddhi is able to comprehend the space. Which space? Not space which is accommodative of forms and names. The pure space without the elements and the elementals. If you are able to comprehend space without the other jagat, atyantam nirjagat vyoma, you're able to comprehend. How is it possible for you to comprehend? You are able to comprehend the subtle space, pure space without the jagat, means tatha eva, in the same way, nirakasham sat kutaha na ashayate matim. Why is it not possible for him to go one step ahead and see the pure existence, which is what? Which is even without space. Okay? You, it is pure, the question was what was the question? How is it possible for you to see a pure existence as the truth? How can you talk about the pure existence? The impossible, you had to understand existence only with the given form. But now he says, you had to go one step ahead. You are the nir akasham. Now you go beyond that akasha also. Without even that akasha, tathaiva san, nirakasham sat, even the spaceless pure existence, kutaha nashrayate matim, na ashrayate matim. Why is it not possible for intellect to understand this pure existence? No, which is there even without the space. Even the space also, before the space also, what was is only pure existence. And he may say, no, space is eternal. That is why it is said, right? Understand, we never accept space as absolute. Space is not eternal. It is your view space is eternal, but we never say space is eternal. Space also is relative, time bound. Space is a product. Space is part of the universe. Space also is what? Karyam. Not kar. Therefore what? It has no, space also is relative only. So space is not, you can't say space was there before. You are so intelligent, subtle enough to appreciate the space without anything in the world. Pure space you are able to accept means you have to, Vedanta goes one step ahead and says, even space also is relative, and what is absolute, what is eternal is the pure existence, even without the form and name, this space. Is it clear? If you are able to see space without the world, and I, the same way I am able to comprehend the pure existence without the, any, without forms, names and functions. Then the forms. Nirjagad vyoma drishtan chet. Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet. Prakashas prakashatamasi vina. It's also answer for the adrishta. Vidyarana Swami gives an answer for the Purapaksha Yayika's question. Continues the same, continues here. Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet prakashatamasi vina. First he answers the question. He says, you had to go one step ahead to see the pure existence being absolutely eternal, beginningless. And space is what? Space is not eternal. Space also is a karyam, it has a beginning and it has an end also. Which means space is also mithya, not the absolute. Then now he is going to say, he is going to point out the error in his own view. Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet prakashatamasi vina kvadrishtam kinchate pakshe na pratyaksham viyat khalu. Suppose how is it possible for you to comprehend this space? He say, yes, I perceive the space. How do you say there is space? You see, space was there before. He'll say, I see the space. So the answer is given here. Nirjagad vyoma drishtam chet. If you say, you are able to experience or see the space without any objects. You say, you are able to see the space without associated with any association with any form of the forms. See, imagine. Now you can imagine. Cognitively can imagine. Nirjagat vyoma drishtam chet. He says, prakasha tamasi vina. Without light or darkness, if you are able to experience space, you are wrong. You say you are experiencing this space and you are wrong. Why? Because kvadrishtam, how can you say you see the space? Kvadrishtam, how can you say that you see the space? Therefore, space is, how can you say? Because prakasha tamasi vina nirjagad vyoma drishtam ched. Nirjagad vyoma means without the universe. If you say you are perceiving the space, kvat drishtam, how can you say you saw this? How you see this? Why? Because, see, eyes can see only the light or the darkness. Eyes can see the things associated with utter darkness. But now, what about space? Space without the prakasha and tamas, without light and darkness. The space is what? Also formless and colorless. Space is also associated with the light or darkness. And a space, he says, space is not associated with the light or darkness, which has no colors, has no form. Therefore, kvadrishtam, how can you say you see this space? And then, you yourself said what now? Kim cha te pakshe na pratyaksham viyad kalo. Na pratyaksham viyad kalo. Now, Vidyaranya Swami pointing out the view of the Nayayika to Nayayika. Come on, let me remind you your own view. You have forgotten your view. Let me remind you your view, not my vision, okay? First, let me remind you your own view. What is your view? He says, te paksha means in your view, in your system of philosophy, in your contention, viyat na pratyaksham. Viyat is imperceptible. In your own view, in your own thing, you say, viyat is apratyaksham. So kalam means, isn't it? In your own view, viyat the space is imperceptible. Isn't it true? Which means space cannot be seen. Why? Because space has no colors, space has no form. So formless, colorless things cannot, the things associated with light alone, light or darkness can be seen by the eyes. Whereas the space is not associated with the darkness or light, and space has no form and colors, therefore eyes cannot perceive the, eyes cannot see the space. And that is your own view. So te pakshe viyat na pratyaksham kalu. In your own view, space is what? Apratyaksham, na pratyaksham, imperceptible. Space, even though we are walking around in the space, we think we see the space, don't we? Really, we do not see this space. Because why we do not see? It is formless, colorless. Eyes can see only things which are associated with the forms and colors. Therefore, space itself is what? Imperceptible. Okay? And now you say you are seeing this space. And what is your own view? Space is napratyaksham. And the reason is space has no colors, is no forms, and it is not associated with light or darkness. Therefore, space can be seen. Now, you say, therefore, space is, first thing is, has just two things now. Space is relative. Space is not eternal. Therefore, there is a time space becomes manifest, there is a time when space becomes unmanifest. When the space becomes manifest, then you can say space is, space just exists, so sense of being existent. There is a time of space dissolves also, then space becomes as well as non-existent, which means space, for the space to become manifest and in unmanifest, there it is dependent on another sadvastu. So space is mithya. Space also has no independent existence of its own. Space is mithya. Space is not satyam. Space, you can't say space was there before the five elements create. Other elements came into existence. So your view is wrong. Okay, that's one thing. And the second thing is, this is sat. Now just because you are not able to, now we had to, before going to the next verse, just become very clear. Now why can't you accept pure existence? The reason he gives is, the pure existence, you can always understand the existence only in relation with the given form. No, existence of the universe, existence of the plants, existence of animals, existence of non-living things, existence of living beings, existence of the universe, existence of the self. Existence has to be understood only in associated, something associated with some form or the name or the other. But how can you say, how is it possible for us to comprehend pure existence, nama, rupa, rahitam, shuddham, sat, pure existence, how to understand? So here, yes, that is true. When there is universe enjoying the status of being existent, and exist, the reality, the absolute reality, Brahman, the pure exist as pure existence is what is there as the existence of forms, names and functions. The existence of everything in the universe. And that existence is what? Manifest existence. Vilanguhindra irupu. Manifest existence. Okay? Existence which is appreciated, comprehended as existence of the forms, lending existence to the forms which enjoy existence, and the existence enjoyed by all the forms in this universe is what? Brahma. Therefore, existence is, and when all the forms, names and functions are not there, the pure existence continues to exist. How to understand here? See, existence is one. And existence is what? Definitely all pervasive. And it is, existence has no beginning. Existence is there lending existence to time factor. But the time is not there. Also existence is, time comes, time enjoys existence, and time resolves in existence, and existence is there even when the time is not there. For existence is timeless. Existence is all pervasive, and existence is one. Existence is not dependent on the names, forms and functions or time and space for its existence. Isn't it? Because everything enjoys existence because of the existence. Isn't it? So time and space also. So time is, existence is always there. So eternal, all pervasive, time is limitless, spatial limitless, one, and existence is in absolutely independent. Independent, and existence pervades everything means all the forms and functions are pervaded by existence in and through. But the forms, names and functions can go, the existence continues to exist. And existence is not limited by any given form which enjoys existence. It is free. And even when the forms which come into existence go, resolve or undergo changes, existence is nirvikaram, always of the nature of changelessness. So one, independent, all pervasive, eternal, time-wise, spatially limitless, this existence is ever indestructible also, absolutely indestructible, endless. And that existence alone we are seeing, experiencing as the manifest existence in the form of all the forms, names and functions. So the whole universe enjoys existence. The existence enjoyed by the universe is what? Brahma. Now the question comes, that's fine. Yes, I do appreciate the meaning of the word existence. When the universe enjoys existence, universe is. When the universe is not there, the time along with the time and space, all the forms and names and functions which constitute the whole universe, when the whole universe is not there, what is it now? There is nama rupa jagadatmakam nama rupa rahitam pure sat. The pure existence alone is there. Now we can imagine. Imagine the objects shining in the light. And then imagine that without that object, the pure light. Isn't it? So here, the pure existence. Nama rupa rahitam. Pure existence is. But that pure existence is not comprehensible, not objectifiable. The pure existence is not an object. It is not available for perception, description or concept or conception. Therefore, what is that pure existence? The pure existence is pure consciousness. If you want to go, if you are searching for existence, you will never find it. Why? Pure existence is you, the knower, pure consciousness. The knower, you are, pure existence is the knower consciousness. With all the knower status also, the pure existence is consciousness, which is there as the truth of I. If you want to know, it can be kept secret. How to arrive at pure existence? వితౌట్ నామరూప. సో అత్యంతం నామరూపరహితం నిర్జగద్ సత్త ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవుట్ అరివేటెడ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ వాట్ అ ఫార్మ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ. Therefore, exactly, that is why it's exactly like what? In the presence of the light, all the opaque things shine. But when all opaque things are not there, also light continues to be there. But without that, the status of being the illuminator. Similarly, the world of beings, the forms, names and functions which come, which exist and resolve. In the Brahman, the consciousness, and which is the existence. This way, existence is definitely an independent entity, which is the truth. And that existence is, pure existence is a pure consciousness, and which has to be understood. If you want to experience existence, you can never experience existence. Why? The pure existence is you, a swarupam of you, the experiencer. How can you experience? You are the experiencer. Okay, you are the experiencer. And pure existence is the swarupam of the experiencer. And which is what? Which is consciousness. Therefore, you can never establish, never understand existence as an object. Therefore, something else, existence is nothing but pure consciousness. It is this pure consciousness which becomes the manifest consciousness, and thereby the light, it illumines everything. For existence presupposes knowledge. When you resolve all the forms, names and functions, the existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Therefore, Nayaka, see, the thing is, the two questions, first of all, we have to say, the space itself is not eternal, we have to help him understand. And the space also is not eternal. He may have, space also is beginningless, but space is also has a beginning. Apart from that, he has to say, how, if it is possible for him to comprehend a space without the forms, names, no, absolutely pure space without the jagat, other things in the world. Then similarly, one step we have to go ahead, he stops with the space. He say what now? Beyond space. Why beyond space? Space is the subtlest of all the elements and the elementals. Your space alone pervades everything because of his subtleness, isn't it? To pervade something, being pervasive means being subtle. The much subtler you are more, can be more pervasive. Being all pervasive, even nature, subtle of the existence. But you can never experience existence. What we experience is the manifest existence. The pure existence is non-experienceable truth of the experiencer subject obtaining in the form of consciousness. That's why we say sat-chit, that sat, the existence of everything is nothing but pure consciousness. That extra we have to say that. Nirjagad vyoma drishtanchet prakashatamasi vina kvadrishtam kinchate pakshe na pratyaksham viyat kalo. In this verse only, now Vidyaranya Swami helps the opponent, Purupakshi, see his problem, see his error, the contradiction in his own statement. So he says what? According to Nayayika also, space is not pratyaksham. It's apratyaksham. Therefore, apratyaksha means it's imperceptible. Why? Because imperceptible means what? It's not an object. Therefore, how can he talk about seeing the space? And second thing, space is not associated with the darkness or light, and eyes can illumine only as things associated with the darkness or light. Eyes can see the light, I can see the darkness also. Isn't it? Eyes can see both. Eyes can see the darkness. And here space is not associated with this darkness or light. Therefore, existence is also what? An object of knowledge. So space itself is incomprehensible. And what is subtler than the space? So this Nayayika is not bad. He come up to the space. The problem is, for him space is eternal, absolute. Space is always there. Difficult. And so you have to make them see space also is object of knowledge. There is a time when the space is not. The time when the space is. Therefore, what actually is, she says, is this pure existence which alone was there means it is nothing but pure consciousness. Remember the word Brahma. So pure existence alone was means pure in the form of pure consciousness. Pure existence was there as pure consciousness. When this manifestation of consciousness in the form of thoughts, then the world shines. The world is what now? The manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of consciousness. When the thoughts resolve, manifestation is not there, the world also is as well as non-existent. The thoughts rise, the world also shines. So what is said here is, so pure existence can never be experienced. And a pure existence is always. With the pure existence, you appreciate the existence as independent entity when it experienced with other forms and names. All the forms, names and functions are not there also. The pure existence is not comprehensive, not an object. And it is nothing but consciousness obtaining as one's own self. For you are the consciousness. You, the knower experiencer, are the existence which is pure consciousness. This is secret. You are the existence. You are Brahma. Which is of the nature of knowing the consciousness.
Sadvasbuddhan tvasam asmabhihi nischitair anubhoyate sadvastu shuddham tvasmabhihi nischitair anubhoyate. Tushnim sthitan shunyatvam shunya buddhescha varjanat. Shunya buddhescha varjanat. See, sadvastu shuddham tu. Sadvastu shuddham. Shuddham sadvastu means pure existence. So he has refuted his view, he establishes now his own view. He refuted Nyayavadin's view as his own view now. Sad shuddham sadvastu tu asmabhihi nischitaihi asmabhihi anubhuyate. The pure existence is there for us, by whom the existence is experienced. For us, the existence is there as an independent entity by itself. We people who have analyzed the existence and arrived at the conclusion, doubtless conclusion,
this pure existence is pure consciousness. Why? Because even when the world, all the forms, names and functions are not there, the light and darkness are also not there. You can't say darkness is, okay? Darkness also is not there. Nothing is there. When nothing is there, what is that which knows the nothingness? The knower of nothingness is nothing but pure existence and the pure consciousness. Therefore, this verse, 44th verse, we'll do next class. Okay. Any doubts? Any queries? These are the places we have to assume the questions. Understand which is an answer for which question, whose question. So you have to be with me. In the sense, who is the person, who is the question asking? Question is not presented there. Question is assumed. So we should know, one of the tikas, that the question by a Purapakshi, in terms of Buddha, in terms of Nyaya Vaiseshika, who is the person, who is the objection is, you know, there. Understood, and then we have to find the answer also. Sometimes assuming the questions, answers are given. So which answer is for which question, we should understand. Any doubts?
Swamini, given the space unmanifest, is that, you know how you said space is manifest and unmanifest? Is it unmanifest in deep sleep?
Space doesn't exist for you in sleep, isn't it? See, the problem is, for him, there's this, the Atyantam Nirjagat Vyoma is real for him, eternal for him. When the whole world is not there also, before the four elements came, before the atoms, there is space always. Space is eternal according to Nyaya Vaiseshika. And it has been made very clear, space is not eternal because space is karyatvat. It has no independent existence. Therefore, it has a beginning and end, which means it is not satyam. Space is not satyam. Space is not eternal. It has a beginning. And then, if the person is able to comprehend a mere space without all the forms, names and functions, it's a subtle appreciation. And he must be able to go further to say, what is that subtler than the space is pure existence, that he cannot able to go ahead. So we have to say, no, how pure existence alone was there. The pure existence is not perceptible. And because it is the very sorupma of the perceiver, experiencer, obtaining him of pure consciousness. That's what he wants to establish. Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.